We are up to
Daf Ayin Dalet Aleph of the Mishnah. This is actually tomorrow's Gemara. But we are moving ahead. A Mishnah, we're talking Ayin Dalet Aleph of the Mishnah. We're talking about that a fiancé together with a father-in-law can revoke top line. Can't miss it. Shoy Meres Yavam. A woman, Leah, was married to Reuven, and Reuven died, and now she's waiting for to marry either Shimon, if she's a brother, if there's only one brother or two brothers, Shimon or Levi. Question is, during that time, can the Yavam also annul her neder, as we'll see in the more later, jointly with the father? So we'll have three opinions. Shem Meres Yavam, Bein Li Yavam Echa, whether there's only one brother in waiting, so it's obviously that's the one that you're going to be connected to. Bein L'Shnei Yavam, whether it's the two brothers, so you don't know yet which one you'll be connected to. Is it Abba Lezer, or Ime Yafa, they can break it wide, because he holds Yesh Zika. Remember, we had an argument in Gemara Yavamis. If they're automatically connected, there's a Zika, there's a connection between the two. He holds there is a connection. There's a connection, but I know which is the one that can end up being your brother. Since we hold Ein Breda by the Torah, so we're seeing more later. Rabbi is going to say he's talking about where the one of the brothers went ahead and did a maimer. One of the brothers went ahead and gave kedushin, did an act to show that he wants to marry. And according to Beis Shammai, a maimer is already mahatera, not like Beis Hillel, we pass because only midrabban. So therefore, that person can be made for Rabbi Yeshua Emel Echad. If there's only one brother, I understand. There's a Zika. I agree. There's a Zika. Therefore, we know that brother's going to end up marrying, so he can cancel it. Abba Leila Shnayim, not the two brothers. Rabbi Kiva Emel, I don't care. Leila Echad, Leila Shnayim, nobody can. And right now, we can learn Pshat. The reason is because of Ein Zika. There's no connection between the brother and this woman until they actually get married. So therefore, how can he cancel the Nadar? Omar Abelezer said to Rabbi Akiva, "Ma, I don't understand. You're telling me that a Yavam is more distant from his fiance, from this woman, sister-in-law, than a fiance. Ma, imisha shekonu latzma. Fiance, you have to do an act yourself to make it your fiance. Hare you may for the has every right to cancel the dorim. Isha shehikna mishmaim, a woman that the Abisha gave you connected you to the person. The Abisha said in the Torah and Kisaita that if a man dies, she's connected to you. Ain't no din she yafin the letter shouldn't have been that he could cancel the dorm. Amalei Rakiva, Rakiva said, "Lo, no. Im amrit be ishi. You know why? By a woman shekonu hu laatzmai." Rakiva says, "No. Im amrit be ishi. You know by a woman shekonu hu." Sorry. Yeah, but let's even in case there's only one brother-in-law, I don't agree that's why. I'll explain to you. By a woman, shekonu latzma, true that he is the one that is going ahead and making a kinyan, but the kinyan is owing to him. She ain't la chayin bo de shuz. No one else has any connection to her before she connected everybody, and afterwards no one else has a right to her. Toima be ish English mind, but a woman that is a sister-in-law in waiting, she yesh la chayin bo de shuz. Now what? The other brother has the right, we'll see in a second, the other brother has the right to come over and do something. You gave a good answer when it comes to that two brothers long waiting, so you actually understand why neither brother look at each brother-in-law thinks that they're connected. The other brother-in-law could also be connected. If he goes ahead and decides to marry and has beer with her, she's married to another guy. When there's only one brother, so L'cheide, why it's a consummate relationship. Why shouldn't this Yavam be able to be made for her and Dorim? Amalei B'Akiva answers back, which we'll understand more later what exactly he's saying. Ein ha-Yavama gemura, the Yavama does not end complete. Her relationship with her brother-in-law, the Yavam, kishem sha'arusig merlisha, it's not the same kind of a relationship as a fiancé. A fiancé and his bride is much closer. No, we just said right now. If we said a Shemaim, even it should be stronger, not weaker.
The Gemara is trying to answer.
No, the Gemara will explain later. The Gemara's answering is that the relationship between Yavam and Yavam is much more tenuous than Oros Narusa. Why? How do we express itself in skila? What happens if she has a relationship outside of the marriage? By Rusa, she'll get skila. That means that the knot with her and her husband, between her and her husband, is so tight that anybody else interferes, you have to be killed, put to death. Mashain Kain Yavam, Shemet is Yavam, alav. So nothing happens.
She get Malkus.
It's a lot. Let's say you get Malkuth, so the Aved is much weaker. Yeah, so it shows that the relationship is not as strong. But that's what the Gemara is going to say at the end. So we jump a little bit. I understand that, but Kiva, he holds there's no relationship between the brother-in-law and the wife till they get married. I understand why they can't break the Nadarim. And we also understand Rabbi Yeshua, he holds Yesh Zikr, there is a Zikr, and therefore he holds only one brother, he's already connected, he can cast in the Darim. Rabbi Lezer might time it. Rabbi Lezer, we understand. Rabbi Lezer, even though two brothers, they can be made from the Darim. Why? If he holds a Zikr, just because he holds a Zikr, there's a connection between her and the brother-in-law. But Ein Breda, how do you know which brother-in-law is the one who's going to end up with her? Ein Breda, it's not sorted out until it's sorted out. So how do you know which of the brother-in-laws are married to her? Amar Abami. Rabami answers, keep going to us of a maimer. We're talking about what? That he actually went ahead and did a maimer. In other words, one of the brothers went ahead and gave kedushin, which is only midrabanan. And therefore, because he gave kedushin, so there's a connection. And so what? But it's only rabban. How in the world is that going to work? To make for the darim the Torah. So Rabbi Leza, he follows the opinion of Bishamai. The Amar maimer koine kinyugamer. Bishamai holds a maimer is my Torah. In fact, we had a chakir in Yevamos, which we'll allude to later. We had a whole shayla according to Bishamai. There's maimer. Once you have a maimer, does that take place? Does that make the whole Yevamos over? Or do you still need to be afterwards? Is it kind of completely, or is it just makes the kedushin? He still has to go through the next step of biyum. No, but Bishamai was my Torah. So therefore, the brother who did the maimer can now has the right to cancel her nedarim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehoshua, Amalach, Rabbi Yehoshua will tell you, Hani Mili, and Rabbi Yehoshua then says, like this, I agree, Hani Mili Bechad Yavam, I say only, there's only one brother-in-law waiting, they can cancel the Dorim, Avashne Yavam, Eloi. But two Yavam can't. Why? Why can't two Yavam?
Because
you
don't know which one will be...
He said, even if you did a Maimer, you just said, we're talking about a case of a Maimer, so why two brothers know? One of them did a Maimer. So he says, you know why?
And Rabbi Shona wants to continue along and say that we're going along with Shammai's view of it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because if it's Basil's view, then it's not...
Well, the Maimir doesn't matter.
Why doesn't he agree that Maimir does something? So he says, I'll tell you why Maimir doesn't do anything. Mi'ikamidi. Is there anything? The chi osi achve. What happens? Okay, Shimon did a Maimir with Leah. And before they went to the next step, Levi jumps in and has beer with her. Who she married to, Mahateda? To Levi. So how can you tell me that Shimon is considered the husband of Leah because he did a maimer and therefore he can cancel, revoke her nedarim, when a minute later Levi can come and make it his wife? So miyikamidi, the chi osi achvav, his brother came along, osir Levi bia, he would asir on his other brother bia, and you can say that the other brother is the one who's connected to him. Oy begito, if he gives her a get, we learned if he gives her a get with Rabbanan because of Maris Ayin, we said that's it, she can no longer marry Shimon. So what kind of relationship is that? Well, Mefer, and yet Shimon should be able to cancel the Dharm. How can that be? The relationship is so tenuous. Okay. But Rabbi Kiva holds, ain't Zika.
In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, if it's
Mamash Minat
Torah, then Mamash is giving her a maimer, the second brother's got no place, he's out of the picture entirely. Was he one brother?
So you follow Bishamai.
Yeah. If you follow Bishamai, right? So
that's why it works.
Correct. So what's Rabbi Yeshua saying to Rabbi Lezer? But if
I hold like Hillel, is the Rabban, yeah. Not like that. No, we don't follow Bishamai. Yeah. Very moderate. Rabbi Lezer ben Pedas. The Amar, he says, Maimel le Bishamai. He holds that even according to Bishamai, Maimel is not koine elit chiz betzor. According to Bishamai,
all the Maimel will do is
Exactly. In other words, if Reuven dies, he has two brothers. And according to Bishamai, if Shimon comes in and gives a maimer, that's it. Then, for example, no, this is what it means. There's only one brother, Shimon. And there's two brothers who died, and they were married to two sisters. And Levi was the one who was left alive, and there's Leah and Rachel, two sisters. Levi can't marry either one. But if he gives maimer to one of them, then the other one is no longer in the equation. So therefore, he's allowed to marry the one that he gave a maimer to. That's the only thing that maimer achieves. Even Bishamai doesn't believe, according to Rabbi Lezer Pedas, that maimer is kain and mahatayda. So if Rabbi Lezer Pedas is right, then why would Rabbi Lezer hold out two brothers in waiting and one of them has a right to be made from the darim? On what basis? Even if he did a maimer, it doesn't make you marry mahatayda. All it does is it keeps the other tzara away.
Yeah, but by doing that maimer and keeping the tzara away, now this lady can take one of the sisters.
Could, but Kolmai didn't. What is the relationship?
Not as that's right. Yeah.
It's only Midrash Rabbanan. No, we're saying that even according to Shammai, all it achieved was to push away the other tzara. She's free to go to the street, and then the one that you made a maimer to, you can marry. That's all. But you could marry at the moment.
It's not more than a zikah.
Exactly. Only a zikah. Michael Maimer, Hoch, my skin, and you know we're going to answer according to that. We're talking about a different kind of a case. Going to show Ahmad Bedin. We can talk about a case here where nothing happened, and finally she took him a din Torah. He said, "I don't want either yibum or chalitza. Make up your mind, one or the other. You can't let me, you know, tied over here." He's chayla mezayin and bezin. Bezin ruled that. Talking about a case where one of the brothers did a maimer and then nothing happened, so she went took him to the tailor, and the bezin ruled that he has to marry her, and then and bezin said you have to stop providing for her, and marry her and provide for her. What he did was he ran away. So when he runs away, the bezin goes into the property and takes food away to support her. And we learned yesterday one of the svaras why the husband, the fiance, can be mad to the neder. Is because every woman who's noided, I'll just buy her a debt. Since he provides, we said yes, it's linked to the fact that he provides. After 30 days, he can now be mat, if she's a baguette, after 30 days, he can unilaterally revoke her nedarim. Why? Because he has to provide for her. And when she makes a nedarim, she says, oh, I wish that he's happy. So the hero also, even though he ran away, every time she makes an edit thinking about her husband. So therefore, that's why the guy has a right to cancel. Yeah.
The guy's in a minor on her.
Yep.
Right? And he's run away, and after 30 days, Bezin goes and into the Kossim, and she's made an adder, and he comes back sometime later, and hears that she made an adder, and he can be made for
that. That's right. Exactly. Because none of that. She's thinking about, even now, she still wants to please him.
Based on the fact that he gave her a minor.
Yeah. It's such a far flung case, according to this.
I'm thinking, Nachman, she's thinking, I want to make sure my husband is happy. This guy ran away. He doesn't want to marry her. But he is providing against his will.
He's not the one providing. Yeah.
It's true. Okay. Yeah.
Had last week, this guy who got released from prison on bail to go and get married, and he jumped bail. He ran away straight after the chuppah. He ran away from his.
They caught him. Okay. Good.
He still wants to marry
him. Said you want to bite it now. We learned the Mishnah. Amar Abelezer. Now we learn the Mishnah. Amar Abelezer, Ma imisha. Abelezer says in the Mishnah. Abelezer says, Ma ducha woman shekonda laatzma, a woman who made a kinyan for herself. Hare who made from the Ma ducha, regular case of a fiance, it's the chassan who makes the kinyan, and he is made for the nedarim. Isha shehikna shemayim al yivamba that the Teibisha said you have to marry. Ain't a din shemayim from the Surely he should break the nedarim. Now, the way you learn Pshat is Visha Asav a Maimon. If we're talking about a case where the brother in law gave her a Maimon, what do you tell me? He can learn in the Shemayim. He's just no different than any other condition where you did it, you initiate yourself. Konalatzma, yeah, Visha Asav a Maimon, Konalatzma. Who's your Konalatzma? As a Shemayim. So, Konalatzma. So we answer you right. Konalatzma, the Shemayim. Why Taka did he give the Maimon in the first place? Because he's already connected before then. So therefore, it's not the same thing as an Arusa, where you're two strangers who get engaged. And Maduch over there, two strangers, and yet you can make from the Dorim. Surely here, where the Abish already made that connection, you cemented it. But the Abish made the connection, surely you should be able to make from the Dorim. That's the Kal v'chaymer. Says the Gemara, Ebezei, Tifshut, why to be resolved? The boy, Rabba, asked the question, Gemara Yivamis. Ma mil beisham, according to beisham, is it Eidus in Eidus? What does it achieve? Does it achieve erisin on an engagement? So furthermore, it actually consummates the marriage. Since our Mishnah is talking about the Yavam, that he can, it seems in the Mishnah, unilaterally he can cancel an edit. If he's only an Arus, an Arusa, what's it in by Arusa? Who can cancel a joint? And the Mishnah seems all the time talking about the guy himself. Is that ayat that must be that Maim makes Nesuyin, not just Arusa. Now we learn Naira Marasa of you, Bailam of Indra. Armam Nachman, Nachman says, by Yitzchak, Armam Yitzchak says, what do you call it? My Yafir, Yafir Beshutfus. And Nachman says, you know what Yafir means? Jointly with the father. The Mishnah is focusing on the brother in law, not in the exclusion of the father in law.
Why wouldn't it use Loshen Rabbim then?
Because the Chiddush is not the father in law. Of course, the father in law. She didn't marry anybody yet. The chiddush is that the brother-in-law in waiting already has the right to cancel the daughter.
But b'shutfus,
so the father. This whole Mishnah is talking about a neilah.
Yeah, Torah.
Shemelas Yavon.
Exactly right. And she was never married to the first guy.
Between one or two brothers or whatever. It's the
yeah, exactly. Says what about Tanya Nami Hochi, Rabbi Ami, but look like Rabbi Ami, the way Rabbi Ami learned his whole Gemara, that we're talking about a Maimon. How do we see? We have a Braitzer that elaborates slightly on the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam, this girl in waiting, Ben Yavam Mecha, Ben Shnei Yavam. It doesn't matter whether it's only waiting for one brother-in-law, two brothers-in-law. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Yafir. Rabbi Lezer says, cancel the neder. Rabbi Shuaim, Rabbi Lezer says that the brother-in-law can revoke the neder. Rabbi Shuaim, there's one brother-in-law, I agree, because he has Zika, but not that there's two, because they ain't Breda. Rabbi Akiva Imalei Lecha V'Lei Shnayim, because the way we learned before in the Gemara, because ain't Zika. Omer, there's no connection. Omer Rabbi Lezer, I have a kalu chaymer. Madach isha she'ein lei chaylik ba. Actually, tovel l'rishusa, you have nothing to do with her. A stranger, strange woman. You have no connection to her before you get married. Misha basa l'rishusa, but once you get engaged, completes that connection that you have a right to revoke her nedarim. So l'chayde isha yavama. She yesh lei chaylik actually tovel l'rishusa. She already has a shaykhis to you before you got engaged to her. Mishabasa l'shusa. So once you consummate it. Now, Mishabasa l'shusa. Mishabasa l'shusa means maimer. What do you mean, Mishabasa l'shusa? Like two stages there. Before Basa a connection, that's a zika. Basa l'shusa will be the maimer. So Zarai Zabami, we're talking about there's a maimer here. That's the second answer tomorrow later. Ain't a din shetikimbele. Shouldn't the din be that one that he should, that is complete, and therefore he should be able to revoke it at all? Amal loy rabbi kibbele loy no. If you say be isha by a woman, shekano hu la'atzma, you initiated it. Shekashem, she'ein lechelik bo, just like before. She's a stranger to you and you had no connection. Kach ein la'achelim chelik bo, no one else had a connection to her. So previously, no one had a connection to her. And now, you're the one solo. Taima be isha yigla v'shamayim. What about a woman who's waiting? There were two, three brothers. Who is she connected to before you did the maimer? To all three brothers. She kashem she yesh la ima chelik, just much like you have a connection, kach yesh la achen and chelik, but other doesn't have a connection to her. So l'chel, what's pshat? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answered, Akiva, Akiva, devarecha b'shnei yivamin. Rabbi Akiva, your word makes sense if you're talking about two yivamin. But what are you going to answer? The case is only one Yivama. If there's two Yivama, I understand, since we didn't, that previously she was connected to more than one person. But what about one Yivama? It's only connected to me. Amalai. So I'm going to keep answer back. These words. From these words, we're going to see, we're talking about this Maimer. Klum chilaknu ayovam echad v'ashnei Yivamin. You think we make a difference whether it's one Yavam or two Yavamin? Bein sha'asa b'maimer, bein sha'asa maimer. Whether he made a maimer, we didn't. Even if he made a maimer, it doesn't connect him that well, like Beis Hillel says. And therefore, he's not entitled to revoke the nedarim. The fact that he introduced the idea, bein sha'yesh l'maimer, is that that somebody brought up already the idea of maimer. I mean, still, I'm talking about as a maimer. That's why Rabbi Lezer says they're connected. U'kishar dvarim, and like all other things, kein nedarim. Like all other things, it's the same thing with Dorim. Just like it comes to other things, they're not that close, Yavam and Yavam, even after the Maimir. So too, and not like an Oros Narus, they're much closer. And I told you, the Gemara later will say, because they're Skila, and here there's nothing. Now, the Gemara concludes, this price includes, Beloshen Hazeh Amr Ben Azai. Ben Azai made the following comment. Chaval, it's a pity. Well, the Ran says, I'm worried. The Ben Azai, regarding myself, Shalei Shimashto Eser Akivi. He talks to him in third person. Hey, Ben Azai, you lost out because you did not serve Rabbi Akiva. He was so brilliant, he was able to answer Rabbi Elazar, for sure. They're two great Tanoim. And why didn't I serve him? In fact, today we learned Mary Vomis. He became a son-in-law. He couldn't hang in too long. Says the Gemara, so my Tanya Kavas Rabami, what's the right made to Rabami? I bring you two rice. Number one, Midik Tani, Rabbi Akiva says, Bein Sha'osa B'maimer, Bein Sha'loi Osa B'maimer. Whether he did a maimer, didn't do a maimer, they're not close enough, because as we'll see, there's no skill, and therefore he has no right to get revoked in the dorm. Why introduce maimer here? Obviously, somebody talked about maimer. That's answer number one. Or inami mereisha, from the beginning, Rabbi Lezer, the Tani, it says in the beginning, Mishin nichnesel reshus, once she entered his reshus, nigmar life. So before there was a connection, and then after, and once he entered the reshus, more. What do I mean? So the connection before was Zika. What's entered the shus must be Maimer. Vidal Kaddish, my Nigmaraloi. If it wasn't Kaddish, what else did he do to complete it? Tifshud Minei, Kisha Osaba Maimer. Must be talking about the what? That he made a Maimer. That's how Nigmaraloi should say. Now they want to ask, my Kisha Dvorim Kainik Dorim Tani. What do you mean when you say Shadvarim, the same thing by Nadorim? What do you mean that by Yav and Yavama, the relationship is weaker than an Oros and Arus? In what way? Amar Rabba Hachitani. Won't you all agree to me, even though those who say that the Yavam has a right to break the Nedarim, she'ein chayovin skila, k'nayda marosa, nayda marosa is chayav skila, here not. Omar Ravashi, mastis namadeiko, you're right, look at even our Mishnah. It says, ein Yavama gemura li'isha, k'shem sharusik li'isha. Yavama is not that complete to a husband like an arusi is. Why can I get skila? Let's just do one round, the last round of this whole sugya, which is five lines in the middle wide lines. K'shem sharusik gemura li'isha. See it? Five lines in mid-wide lines. In the middle-wide lines. They're on the left side. Yeah. Kishem sha'arusa gemur alisha, da'arusa b'skila im zinsa, shemazayin g'skila. Inyan ha'locha, kaimen lanki Rabbi Akiva, ha'locha Rabbi Akiva, that the Yavam cannot cancel the Dorim, the Eina Mefa Leila Echad Ladishnaim cannot cancel whether she's only, there's only one brother alive, brother-in-law alive, or two. Da'avagav the kaimen lan yezika, even though we have a rule. That Yezika Luchay have a problem. We just said in the Gemara, what was Rabbi Akiva? Svara, there's no connection between the Yavam and the Yavam, but the Halach is the Yezika. So how can we paskin here like Rabbi Akiva that the husband, the brother-in-law, cannot cancel the Darim when we paskin that they're connected, that Yezika, which Luchay, we should either follow Rabbi Lezer or Rabbi Yeshua. Uliel Parish the time Rabbi Akiva, and before we explain the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Akiva is in the Svidala, he holds Ein Zika. So how can it be? Ikla Memer, we can say, Hani Mili, when did we understand Rabbi Akiva the basis was there's no connection? Before they brought this Braisa. Aber Bosa Daisila, after brought the Braisa, Chazin Bisi. Da Filus Vidal Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva hold the Yej Zika. Even Rabbi Akiva hold that there is Zika. Motzi Amad La Yafir. We have to come up with a new Savar for Rabbi Akiva that even though there's a connection between the sister in law and the brother in law, he has no right to cancel the Dun. What is that? Because the relationship is not that complete. Even though the Eibush that we saw Yesh Zika, but if she goes ahead and she lives with somebody else, she did an Aveira, but there's no skill involved, which means that the relationship between her and her brother-in-law is not that strong, not strong enough to be able to cancel the Durm. The Kiva on the Kose Ben Azer Rabbi Kiva, since Ben Azer he praised Rabbi Kiva, v'zachinu l'Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua Bedina, and he was able to argue with both of them. In a halacha, the le'ahad or le'midi, and neither of them answered him. Is naktin and kavase. Okay, v'chein pasuk rabbanzal. Now he has a very interesting thing. Umestab kali. I have a question. Now that we rule like Rabbi Akiva, the yavam cannot cancel her nedarim. Her husband, she was engaged to Reuven. Reuven died, and now she's waiting. Can the father now cancel her nedarim? What's the situation now? We're not talking about the father at all. The whole mission is talking about the brother-in-law. Now that we rule the brother-in-law can't, do we say the father also can't because he needs a partner? There's no partner. Or do we say chazal beisavir? What's the shaila? Kivan the yavam lematzir mefer obim makom yavam mineidusin imatzir mefer. My question is now, after Reuven died and she is in waiting for Shimon, can the father unilaterally cancel the Dorim because we said before Nisreikin lebeisavir? Everything gets cleared out back to him. Or maybe here is different. What's this called? Lo yedayna achri usa bah milsa. I don't know what to say. Now he explains. Miu mistabrali. I have no evidence. But if you want to go pure logic, it seems to me the nedarim she nadra. This is how it seems to me. Those nedarim she made beveisavir before she got engaged. Or while she was engaged. What was the din before she got engaged? The father could do it on his own. What was the din while she was engaged and then the husband died? The father could do it on his own. We say this, he yashes it back to his father. Motzi mefli can cancel the kol hecha the leka orus. Wherever there's no orus, mace. Habal nisreik, mace habal, the husband died, for example. Nisreik, nisreik, love. It goes back to the father. So if she made in the dorm, while she was engaged to the first man or before, then the father now takes over complete control. We already had that before. And since the Yavam does not have any rights, it's like it's non-existent. So the father has total control. I guess the question will be, what about she makes the Dorim after the Chosson died? Now, while she's waiting. She's a woman in waiting.
In between the death of the Chosson and
you're getting married to the new guy. This new guy's already connected.
We don't know which one.
Yeah, but there's a connection with somebody else. There is a connection with somebody else. Do what happened then? Till now, we learned the father. We know the father together with an otis jointly, or the father, and the otis died. He goes back to the father. Here, that guy's still alive. The, whatever the new connection is still there. Does that cut out the father as well?
Could you say last one about Kiva that it's such a weak connection that it made it?
But something. Yes, weak connection that he cannot do, he cannot be made for. But maybe it's enough to put stumbling blocks. Then he continues. So the Ran considers Bali Ataisis Rabbi Seinu. Remember, Ran is a Sephardi. And Taisis is a Rashkanazim. But I wrote before the name of Baal Taisis. Bahidi Beishamai Savri. We had a discussion whether that Beishamai Savin Adar Nami Shinidu La Oda Nisagdishes of. That the question there is not only by Shua, but also by Nadarim. That if the Chasin dies, Beishamai holds that the Chasin has a whole of a half. And therefore, if he dies, it's transferable to the father, Nidali Kain. It seems to me that that attack goes to the father. Though if he perushim zal, according to them, tamayu de beshame. What's beshame's father? Should the kivan the niru la orisishin, since it was suitable for the first oris, lezachi behu oris achren. Doesn't go to the next oris; it goes back to the father. Avagav the isay la oris achren commanded leslam. Even the oris achren still existing. It doesn't matter. Kivan the commanded leslam. He come le of kilisi bapinafshe. Since we ignore the second chassan and the first chassan had the for a whole half. And when he dies, it passes on to the father, so the father is alone, and we don't recognize anybody else existing. Even if there's another artisan waiting. Not like Beis Hillel says, it continues. Veleka artis, there's no artis. So you're done, maybe according to us now, be Yavam when it comes to Yavam. Kivan lezachi, like you were saying, Moshe, since this Yavam does not have any rights to cancel the Darim, even jointly with the father, then neither the artis, edition of Matzi Mefer, the father can be Mefer. The modern Zach is that this is all according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says there's nothing left to be to transfer back to the father. Miu, because it's half of the whole. Miu bin Adarim. Yeah, you think so. So why was he hit? But here we're talking about the Adarim she made while she was engaged to her chassan or prior. Miu, my question, which I have no answer for, is bin Adarim she needed a b'shus yavam. Akata Misakalif. She made a neder after her chassan died. Now she's waiting for the Yavam. Okay, the Yavam cannot cancel it, but she already has. There's another person connected to the nedarim she makes now. What happens? Here, Mistapkali. Here, I don't know if the father can do it at all. Because the Yavam can't. Can the father do it unilaterally? I don't know. Zeu Mashinidali Bezeh. This is what I think. Ulinya Maisa Tzarechin. And regarding Halacha Maisa, you got to really look into it. Ubedika and search it. Bedivya Harishain. Down all the words of Harishain. Okay. Okay, now, Reverend Johnson's going to take